Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Tragedy of Medusa. Sinuses are messing with me, so, you know, I'm going to be a little off. They tend to make me drowsy, which is great. I finally understand what's making me drowsy, and it's not lack of sleep. It's the freaking weather. Alright, so let's get started. Hey, Uriel, what are you doing? Well, Steno told me to keep watch, but I'm bored. I don't blame you. Look at Medusa down there. She's powerful now that she can use heaven, fire, and lust energies. The queen kneels down across from the Gorgon. Yeah, she's pretty awesome. You know, you should be able to use heaven, fire, too. You are her sister, after all. Do you think... Before Uriel can finish, she's interrupted by a cry from Medusa below. Uriel! Steno! There's a ship! The disguised queen looks and recognizes the ship. Fuck! I'm not finished yet! Uriel looks at her curiosity before jumping down. She quickly grabs the hammer she stole from Athena's temple as Steno meets them. Olympians? How did they find us? I don't know. The ship hasn't moved any closer. Steno? What do? We wait. Just then, the sky darkens around them. A brilliant light appears in the sky over them. The fuck is that? There's someone in the light. The creature lowers slowly until it meets with the water. The light fades, revealing a beautiful woman. The woman slowly walks towards them. Hello. Steno steps in front of the other two. Who are you and what do you want? I am the third succubus queen, but you can call me Aisheth. My sister didn't tell you I was coming? Your sister. Queen Aisheth points up at the rooftop. Points up at the rooftop at Egret. My little sister, the fourth succubus queen, has been with you for over a month. Motherfucker. Just one more day and I would have had all three of them under my seduction. The fourth and last queen sighs. I'll just have to make the best of this situation. Resigned, she stands up and changes her appearance. Let me see, is there any music going? No. She floats down gracefully and takes her place next to her older sister. Egret, you have wings? What is this all about? She tricked us. Oh, stop with the faces. All three of you fell for the old damsel in distress trick. You have no one to be angry at but yourselves. You bitch! Aisheth stretches out her hand and covers Steno in chaos. Steno is soon overwhelmed by an intense feeling of guilt. Man, I wonder what that's like. You're suddenly going forth and it's like, I shouldn't have done it, I shouldn't have done it, I shouldn't have done it. Like, that's what happens when you're covered in guilt. It's like a superhero with a power. I'm surprised they didn't have a comic like that, where he can make people feel guilty. It'd be great. It's like, all of a sudden, he's like, I'm gonna beat you. Oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. I did that a real long time ago. It was a bad idea. Man, that would be crazy. She drops to her knees. Images of her violated sister force their way into her mind as the guilt of her failure to protect sears her. Steno! Now, Queen Aisheth. Please release my servant. Servant? Aisheth releases Steno, who's crying. Just tell us what you want and leave. I came to you because your encounter with Athena piqued my interest. I wanted to see the goddess who could use lust energy. Turns out that you are all more than I could have ever imagined. Steno and Medusa are able to wield two primal energies, and I'm willing to bet that Uriel can as well. Interesting. I want you to come with us. We can train you. We can protect you. Fuck you, we aren't going anywhere with you. Are you sure? No answer. Fine, I didn't want to do this, but you leave me no choice. Steno, drop your weapon and kneel before me. Without conscious effort, Steno drops her spear. Very good. Now, Medusa, come also and kneel before me. The two Gorgons kneel before the Queen. What's going on, Steno? Medusa? I have to do what she says. I can't explain why. It pleases me to do so. How can this be? They are seduced by me. When you consume the bodily fluids of a succubus, you become subservient to her. You are the only one I wasn't able to put under my power. If my sister had arrived only a day later, I would have had all of you eating out of the palm of my hand. Let them go! Afraid not, Uriel. They are needed for the war with the Olympians. You can't! You can't take them from me! Fear not, Uriel. I expect you to come with them. Uriel turns to her sisters. Steno, Medusa, I don't know what to do. You have to snap out of it. I need you. I love you. Steno stares into the eyes of her younger sister, full of tears. What am I doing? Uriel, why is she crying? Why am I on my knees? Ygritte, she's controlling me somehow. I can't let this bitch queen control me. Steno's eyes turn to anger as she stands. Oh dear, this is disappointing. Looks like your servants are rebellious, little sister. Steno's will is strong. At least I still have... Before the queen can finish, Medusa begins to stand as well. You were saying? The lowest queen ignores the jab and turns to Steno. Look, Steno, I know I tricked you, but I'm not lying when I say that we can help you. Don't be a fool. You cannot hope to survive the Olympians without help. We aren't going anywhere with you. Ygritte sighs. Ygritte sighs. I suppose I deserve that. Ygritte leans close to Steno. You would have made a fine succubus. I will take my leave then. Please consider my offer. Should you change your mind, come find me. We won't. I hope you are right, Steno. I do honestly hope you can stay safe here. But do know, if we could find you, so can the Olympians. You won't tell them where we are, Ygritte, will you? No, my child. Doing so would only help them. The queens turn away and lift into the air. The sisters watch as the ship leaves. The Gorgons! Where are they? Sure there's no music in this? Music volume is up all the way. You want the Gorgons? If I tell you, will you leave me be? After a few seconds, the demigod responds. My business is with them. I will spare you. East from here, another island, similar to this one. Perseus arises and begins to walk away. Well, what will you do to them? The demigod ignores her and continues walking back to his ship. After the succubus queens left, we debated leaving the island to avoid the Olympians. We thought about going back to Libya. We became friends with the Amazons there in the past. While we made preparations to leave, we continued training. Now that Medusa could wield two primal energies, she was much stronger. What do you think? She's pretty awesome now, isn't she? Maybe I've been too hard on the two of you. Maybe using the primal energies was a good idea. You should talk to her, Steno. It hurts me to see you two like this. She loves you, you know. We're sisters. We'll always be sisters. I'll do it. I'll talk to her. Thanks, big sister. That night, for the first time in a long time, I was at peace. Queen Ygritte's deception was unsettling, but it was true that she did help us. She helped Medusa become strong. But I don't know if Medusa hated or loved me. Perhaps it was both. Steno sighs. I really should talk to her, but every time I think of what to say, I draw a blank. She was beaten, raped, and nearly killed because of my failure. I want to say that I'm sorry. But what will that do? Nothing. Sorry is just a word. I need to show her that I'm sorry. I just want to cry. But I don't want Medusa or Uriel to see me like that. A few moments pass in silence. Maybe if I apologize, she won't hate me. I owe her at least that much, if not my life. As Steno begins to stand, she is embraced from behind. Hey, big sis. Where are you going? I was just going to talk to Medusa. Don't you think it's kind of late for that? Why not come with me? And do what? Oh, I don't know. There's something I've been wanting to try with you. I can't. Someone has to keep watch. Nonsense. It's Medusa's turn. Someone has to watch her. She'll be fine. With her powers as they are now, she could probably kick your ass. Steno smiles. I have a confession to make. Medusa and I watched you bathing. You were so naughty and touching yourself. Steno's face turns red with embarrassment. She tries to look away. Steno, it was beautiful. I can't stop thinking about it. I want to kiss you. Okay. Uriel immediately kisses Steno. Steno forgets everything. She forgets her worries, her troubles, her guilt. The burden of being the leader, of being responsible for their fate, melts away. The only thing that matters is now, Uriel and the growing passion between them. Let's take this inside. The two girls disappear into their home, hand in hand. Earlier. We've come a long way, sisters. They look so happy up there. Medusa scoffs. To think I almost left them. I was such a fool. I don't ever want to leave them. Medusa turns and begins experimenting with her energy skills. Lust. I can use it to enhance my body and make it stronger. Unfortunately, that's about all I know to do with it. I bet Ygritte could have taught me a lot more. Can't believe she's one of the succubus queens. Heavenfire. I also use it to enhance my body. What I did know is that my wings and clothing are powered by it. I can push it into my wings and make them brighter. I need someone to teach me what else I can do with this as well. She ponders for a few moments. What if I use them both together? Medusa pushes both energies into a glowing fire in her hands. She holds it there for what seems like only a few seconds. Huh? Medusa is interrupted by some noise down near the shore. She turns to examine. A boat? Oh shit, someone's here. She turns to alert her sisters. But they have already disappeared into their stony refuge. Fuck, they've already gone inside. How long was I training? It only seemed like a few minutes. What do I do? She turns back to the strange boat. She spots a single man walking towards her. There's only one. Should I risk handling him myself, or should I get Stheno and Uriel? She turns back to face him, pushing more lust and heaven fire into her fists. They ignite with power. If you leave now, I will spare your life. Perseus stares at her for a moment before responding. You are the third Gorgon. Medusa, right? Medusa refuses to respond. My name is Perseus. I've met your sisters. We have traded blows. Athena said you would be the weakest one. He glances lower at her fists of heavenfire and lust energy. Rare as it may be, I think she was wrong. You are not weak, so I will enjoy breaking you. Perseus pushes his own measure of heavenfire into his axe, igniting it with a white flame. Having her answer, Medusa leaps into the air, propelled by her wings. Perseus readies himself for the strike. Perseus's experience in many battles has given him an advantage. She's coming at me with fists. The reach with my axe will be much greater. You don't need a million battles to know that. By Athena's grace, this will be over in seconds. The youngest Gorgon closes the gap between them and spreads her wings wide. She pushes heavenfire into her wings, causing them to glow with blinding intensity. You didn't expect that. Temporarily blinded by the glory of Medusa, Perseus drops his guard. Medusa lands a near-lethal blow. Stay down, stay down. I'm not sure how much longer I can hold this up. I can feel shit. The energy flames around Medusa's fists begin to fade. All this power and I still have no endurance. I better save the rest of my energy and fetch Stheno. Wow. Medusa stops burning energy and walks quickly towards her home. A few seconds later. Damn that Gorgon. That hurt. The demigod quickly sits up, seeking out his foe. Shit, she's heading to that temple. If she gets her sisters involved, I'm in trouble. I have to get to her before she gets to them. Perseus quickly rises and sprints towards the youngest Gorgon. Medusa rushes into her home, gasping for breath. Stheno! Medusa! Surprised by the whisper from behind her, she turns to see Perseus leaping at her, axe ready. No! Medusa's beautiful silvery eyes glow with what remains of her power. Her thoughts single on one desire, to stop Perseus. Both heavenfire and lust channel to serve her desire. Perseus stops in midair, suspended in time and space. Medusa looks on the petrified man in shock and amazement. What? How? He's suspended? In time? I can feel the energy flowing from me, both heaven, fire, and lust simultaneously. It's almost gone. No! Her energy depletes and she realizes she's far too close to Perseus. I've got to get back. I've got to warn my sisters. The Gorgon turns, but it's too late. Perseus' swing lands true. It's part of Greek mythology, guys. Medusa loses her head, right? Medusa was slain by Perseus. How did she? I need to hurry. Her life fades quickly. Perseus takes her head. Using a chaos battery, he opens a portal to Athens. don't remember Chaos Portals back then. With his mission accomplished, Perseus steps through the portal, leaving devastation in his wake. Remember, it's called Tragedy of Medusa, which means something tragic will happen to Medusa. Or it would be called, I don't know, Merriment of Medusa, where she just chills and has a good time. Wow. They say a fine line separates heroes and monsters. I say there are no such things as heroes. All of us are monsters, especially those who call themselves by the title of hero. But if there ever was a hero, it was her. She did nothing wrong. Perseus took my sister's head to Athena. He told Athena of what he expected in his encounter with Medusa, of her power to distort time. She quickly devised a way to exploit her. She sealed my sister's soul in the Aegis. Others eventually found out what had happened. Mother was enraged, but she was unable to do much against the Olympians on her own. Mother retreated back to the depths. We didn't seek her out. I just couldn't face her. We cremated Medusa's remains. Uriel never stopped crying. I built her a shrine. Let anyone who finds this island know and understand. The one who should have been worshipped was murdered, while the ones who are worshipped should die. Soon after, we left our home and traveled to Libye, to the Amazons. There, I destroyed their enemies. In return, they worshipped us and promised to aid us in avenging our sister against the Olympians. But we were too late. The Olympians, with Athena and Aegis leading the way, had defeated enough gods to accomplish their goal. They banished the demons to hell, and because of the Succubus Queen's rejection, they too received banishment. All but one. After banishing the other queens, Athena and the Olympians soon found Aisha. Athena used my sister's power in the Aegis to capture her. They tortured her, and later she was executed. Well, so much for that. I remembered Ygritte's promise, but how could she help us now that they were banished to hell? Wouldn't it be the underworld? Eventually, we found the answer. The Olympians had constructed a permanent portal to the plane of Heaven High on Mount Olympus. If a portal could be created to get to heaven, then surely one could be created to get to hell. I learned that a portal between planes requires a large amount of energy. With the help of the Amazons, we were able to capture an Olympian champion. I executed him and used the resulting chaos energy to portal into hell. My sister Uriel, though, she was still hurting, unable to do much of anything. She's been like this for almost a year now. I don't know what to do or how to help her. Maybe after we bring the Olympians to justice, her broken heart will heal. Ygritte promised to help us. I didn't trust her, but we had little choice. These monsters, the Olympians, had to be wiped from the face of the earth. Succubi territory. Hell. Doesn't look like doom at all. Two of them came to us, the perfect weapons, yet they were broken. I fixed them by erasing their former lives as goddesses. I remade them as if they were my own daughters, as succubi. But they aren't manifesting the same powers as before. I will have to prove them. Punish them. No matter what it takes. No matter how long it takes. I will make these two into worthy weapons. The story continues in Uriel's Gambit. Okay. Deep Lugs. Edited by Zombot Z. Foxy Doxy. Oh, I like that. The end. Well, I mean, it's not the end. It's just the end of this game. All right. There you have it. That was Tragedy of Medusa. Yes, we're doing Uriel's Gambit next. So, looking forward to that. Alright, guys, this is the Grimlord. We'll see you next time with Uriel's Gambit. I'm out.